Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Right, you two, get in here.
Hey, it wasn't me that kept saying fanny, fanny, fanny. It was her.
You put it in the show notes.
You said it like 100 times.
Well, so did you.
I said it 3 lousy times.
Bollocks.
You mean bullocks.
Not after I heard you and on the Mac show. Bollocks, bollocks, bollocks.
Oh, God.
Boy, you two, keep it down.
Oh, how long do we have to be in here anyway?
Until your case is heard.
And when would that be?
Not long. Let me see. About 6 months.
Six months?
Yeah. Trials for British language offences move pretty rapidly these days.
Well, hey, I'm not British.
And you think that's going to help your case?
Good point.
Look, we didn't mean to say those words. Well, one of us didn't anyway.
Hey!
We were just doing a podcast and the moment got away from us.
Yeah, a likely story.
It's the truth, I tell ya.
Well, it may be a way that I can let you both go.
Really? That's good. What do we have to do?
Well, first, you have to promise me you'll never assault the English language in such a way again.
You promise.
And then there's something else one of you can do for me.
What?
I just want a kiss from those soft red lips.
Ooh, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, come on, it's just a kiss.
This isn't fair. But, you know, if it'll get us out of here.
I wasn't talking about you, love. Come here, pretty boy.
Oh, boy.
Welcome back to the third episode of A World Apart. My name is Missy.
And my name's Carl.
That's King Carl.
King Carl. I've been promoted. Well,
I think so.
I've been crowned.
And you've been crowned. Thank you guys so much for deciding to spend some time with us. Carl, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. It's Friday. So this means it's pub night and curry night. It's a double good day for me.
That is a double good day for you. Mm. Pub and curry. Yeah, do you have plans for the weekend? Do you have any big plans?
My plans are to have no plans.
That doesn't qualify as plans. You have to have real plans.
I wish to be a bum this weekend, basically.
Well, that works. You know, those are easy plans. You know, some people set the bar really high, and then it's like, I just didn't get it all done. But you might have hit on something here. Just say, I'm not doing anything, and then...
I set my bar so low, it's subterranean.
I don't even know what that means.
It's underground.
Okay, well, that's great. Bars are good. Open bars are better, but get it?
Yeah, but every time I go into an open bar, it turns into an empty bar.
Oh, stop. This guy walked into a bar. Ouch.
Oh,
I know that. I'm sure no one's ever heard that before. And I'm sure this lively banter is pretty much killing Ewan. But that's okay, because it's what we do, isn't it, Carl?
It certainly is. We've done it for 3 weeks now.
We are banter mates.
Banty mates.
Banter mates. I'm actually tomorrow night, I've been sick. And so I am trying to get over this illness thing that I have because I have to perform in a cabaret tomorrow.
Oh, my God. And what are you doing?
I am singing. I am singing Le Jazz Hot from Victor Victoria. I will not be dressed as a man. I assure you I will be dressed as Missy. But, yeah, so I have to get over that. So I'm trying to pump myself full of vitamins, and I actually have a little drink right here, which you can see because it's, you know, video, but the podcast people can't. It has a little adult libation in there to get me through this show.
That's what we need. That's all you need.
So today's show is brought to you by Carl, UK2.net, and vodka.
Fantastic. What a fantastic combination.
So we've been getting some good reviews.
We certainly have. Would you like to read out the first one? Or
I'd love to read out the first one. It is from a Mr. David Walker. And Mr. David Walker writes, "Great idea for a podcast. Really entertaining with Missy and Carl bouncing the differences between the USA and UK off of each other. If you want to cheer yourself up, oh, then download this and give it a listen. We'll only get better and better and goes together like bacon and eggs." He used the word bacon. Hey,
I can guess what one you are. You want to be.
I would like to be the pork. David, you just worked your way into my heart with that bacon comment. Well done to both Missy and Carl. Another top class podcast from the British Tech Network. Well, that just made me feel better instantly. I don't even need what's in this cup now. I'm done. I just need a David Walker's review.
That's it. I cheered my Friday up as well.
Okay, read the next one.
Oh, this is from Cophonix.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, apparently not. But there you go. "With names like Carl, the London lad, and Missy, the American mum, it's evident right from the word go that this is a show where two worlds entirely collide and we get to listen to the sparkles, or bacon, again, that is generated. There is definitely chemistry in this almost unscripted ramble." Mm-hmm. Ramble?
Is that a good thing, that we're rambling?
Well, maybe.
Isn't that a car? A rambler? I don't know. Sorry. Go on. Keep going.
"Through the contrasts in culture and language between the Yanks and the Brits. Another fine show from the British Tech Network. And I'm not ashamed to say that Carl and Missy are my favourite among Ewan Rankin's collection of interesting informative tech podcasts."
Ewan Rankin's collection. That's a little creepy sounding.
I know. It sounds like he's
he has us on a
keeping
shelf.
Us all. Yeah, exactly.
He puts us away and locks it up.
With his humble figurines.
With his humble figurines. But we do get to listen to the village people.
This is true.
With the YMCA. So it's not that bad when we're locked away, is it?
No. Although that would like class as inhuman treatment, I think, in certain countries.
I don't know. I'm okay with it. I'm okay. Because we're in good company, right?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, if he moves that screen behind him, that's where we are kept, behind that screen where all the four faces appear on the wall.
Mm-hmm. People can't see that. Oh. And we're actually chained to the chairs when we're there. You can't see that either. Just head and shoulders. But, you know, a family. We're all happy to be there.
Plus, you did request that.
Okay, now, you told me you were not going to say that.
I know.
So that was told to you in confidence. King Carl.
King Carl.
So today it is like a smorgasbord, isn't it?
We are going to talk about anything and anything that ends in our head.
Anything and everything. We decided to go themeless this week. But that doesn't mean we don't have great topics.
No. Topics are sweet in this country. Or candy, as you call it, by the way. We have That's topics.
Nuh-uh, really?
Yeah. Well, yes. We call them sweets. You call them candy.
You call them topics?
No. One of the sweets we have is a topic.
Okay, I really need to put this drink away because I thought you call candy topics in the UK. And oh boy, this is okay, everyone. I've been ill. I'm just going to remind you of that throughout this entire show. Okay, so that let's just talk about that right now. That topic. I call it candy and you call it sweets.
Mm. And our sweets are edible. Unlike your candy, your chocolate, Hershey bars. Ooh, dear.
Can you get Hershey bars?
We can, but they don't taste nice to us. They taste like, well, vomit, basically. I mean, I'm sure they're very nice. I'm sure Hershey bars, but there's something lacking in American chocolate compared to British chocolate. And I don't know what it is, but it's something definitely not there.
Is it actually British chocolate or is it like Belgium chocolate?
It could be. Or it's milk chocolate. So don't confuse me with those sort of questions.
Well, because, you know, they say that the best chocolate is Belgium chocolate, right? Yes, they do.
They do.
And so maybe because you're closer to that country.
Oh, what, you're saying chocolate doesn't travel well?
It doesn't. I see, I'm going to blame a lot of this on a geographical thing.
Ah, okay.
I've never had a problem with a Hershey bar. Ever. No.
It's never caused you trouble.
Do you have like Snickers and Milky Way and almond? I love Almond Joys. Do you get Almond Joys there?
No, I have no idea what that is. But we do have the first two you mentioned.
So Almond Joy.
When you come to the UK, you wait until you taste our sweets. Oh, yeah.
I'll be bringing some Almond Joys with me.
Okay.
That's actually an American euphemism.
Is it? For what?
No, just kidding. I just wanted to throw it out there. Oh, gosh. No, they're fabulous. They're like coconut covered. They have a little almond that sits on top of this little mound of coconut, and then it's all covered in milk chocolate. They are, without a doubt, my favorite candy bar. Oh, you guys nice. Get Mars bars, don't
yeah.
you?
We have Mars bars. Yeah. Crunchies, Picnics, yes. Topics, as I said. Twix.
Oh,
there's loads.
You've got it all. Do you like Twix?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Nice. You don't think that's
a couple
rubbish?
A couple of fingers do me one, you know, a joy of good.
Of the Twix bars?
Yes.
But that's American chocolate.
Oh, but is it? Because I'm sure it's dairy chocolate, British dairy chocolate in our Twix. I mean, it might be. I'm going to come over there next month and I'm going to have a taste.
Yes, you are. And you better, and I want to hear about it.
I'll do the comparison. I'll take a bullet. I'll take a Twix bullet.
Somebody's got to take it. Take one for the team, Carl. You know, got to eat that chocolate. You're so dedicated.
I am. It's
to the show.
It's my mantle, and I have to carry it.
Okay, so I have a topic for you.
Darn it.
Which is not candy. And this is a topic that the royal family.
Oh,
that wasn't good. The royal family.
Yes.
Now, how do you feel about the royal family? Can you say for true how you feel about the royal family on a podcast if you're not crazy about the royal family? Or does the queen send someone out and, you know, you get the queen people knocking at your door?
And sent to the tower.
The tower. Oh, that's so Anne Boleyn. Yeah.
Yes. No.
So...
The royal family are pretty popular in this country.
I don't think so.
Among certain people, but amongst other people, we don't really care.
So you're putting yourself firmly in that.
How could you tell? What? Did I slide my hand there? Did I tilt my hand slightly?
So did you watch the royal wedding?
I knew it was on, but I couldn't see it from the pub I was in.
So you weren't one of those out in the throngs of people waiting, going, kiss, 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 kiss.
No. I was in the pub going, pint, 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 pint.
I have to tell you, I was up at my house here in the States. And actually, my daughter stayed up with me. And when Charles and Diana got married, it was very considerate of them because they got married at a decent time. It was very early. I don't remember, but it was early here in the States, but you could just wake up early and see it. But Wills and Kate weren't quite as considerate because I think it was like at 11, which meant that we Yanks had to pull an all-nighter if we wanted to watch it live. So I sat on my couch in my pajamas and a big hat and jewelry. So did my daughter. And we watched the entire thing.
Wow.
It was all very exciting to us here.
Is that because it was all princes and princesses and carriages and guards and soldiers and policemen?
It was. It was so funny because there was a roving reporter and he's all very British and he's talking and his R's are just, you know, very smooth and all of that. And he's interviewing people in the street. And I just have to say to the BBC, if anyone has connections and you need an American reporter on the street, I am so your girl. I would move over there in a heartbeat. Okay, but let's get back. and he's interviewing all these people, and then all of a sudden he interviews this woman, and she's, and everyone has these lovely accents, and they're just so, you know, pleasing, and then she's from Milwaukee, and all of a sudden it's that American accent, and it just kind of, I was starting to doze off on the couch. It just yanked me right back. Oh, look, an American in the crowd.
How did she get in there?
How did she, who let her in? But no, it was wonderful. The Queen wore yellow, which I thought was kind of a faux pas, but I'm not going to argue with the Queen.
I think as long as they don't wear white, it's okay, isn't it?
It's very bright. It's very bright yellow. It's my favorite color. So I was excited to see she wore it. But okay, so do you think it's like half and half? In England, do you think the royal, the pro and not so pro camps are evenly divided?
Well, I tell you what, I say I've got not much time for him, but I have for the Queen because she's a hardworking individual. Her husband's a walking disaster zone, but diplomatic situation on legs, I call him. As soon as he goes to another country, all his aides must be walking behind him, going, "Please don't say anything. Please don't say anything. Please don't say anything."
I told my daughter when the wedding started and they were actually entered the cathedral and sat down, I said, my money is on him falling asleep within the first 10 minutes. But he didn't. He stayed awake the whole time.
It's because he saw Pippa's bottom.
What is with Pippa? She got in trouble recently. There was a Pippa scandal. I saw it on the news. I won't get into it because I like her name, Pippa. I liked her dress and her tan.
Well, we all sort of, everyone liked to dress for different reasons, I'm sure, but yeah.
It was nice. She's a very tan young lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's very, you know, I don't see many people quite that tan in England, but she's working it.
Comes in a can. It's fantastic.
Tan in a can. Pippa's tan in a can. She could market that. I would buy it here in the States. I sound like I have a plaque or anything. I don't have like the commemorative Kate and Will's plate on my wall.
Are you sure?
Or a spoon. No, I don't.
Do you have a Charles and Diana one?
No, I don't have that either. I just like to watch it. It's fun. But I will say that I was one of the first people that pointed out, he's dressed. Look what he's wearing. It's like Cinderella with the, I'm down to her dress. And the prince's, you know, get up being red. I saw it right away because, you know, I'm a Disney-aholic. And I saw that right away.
Perhaps this is how he courted her. He stole her shoe. And then he went around trying to roll. Maybe. Who knows? It could have been some foot fetishy thing going on there. Well, that's what all that Disney film's about to me, I tell you.
That's true. They met in a pumpkin patch or something. Do you guys have pumpkin patches there?
We must have. I've seen pumpkins, so it must have been in a patch at some point.
Do you celebrate Halloween? Is it big in the UK?
Oh, it's not as big as the kids want it to be. Because if the kids come out on Halloween night and they go through the streets, you can always guarantee within two or three houses, there's some grumpy old git going, "Yeah, kids, Halloween, go away, you bloody night, do you?"
Really?
Yes, yes.
It's a big deal here.
Because you all like dressing up.
Yeah, dressing up's fun. Adult, it's like the number two holiday in the States now.
Behind Christmas, I'm assuming.
But it's the only one. It's the only, so either you're dressing up the tree or you're dressing up yourself. I guess we Yanks just like to dress stuff up.
And then eating your dodgy candy.
Okay, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Okay, I'll say it louder. And then...
So you said you spent the time in a pub. Is a pub the same as a bar?
Yes, yes, but more classy. See, bars, pubs, most of our pubs seem to go back hundreds of years, and from the decoration on the inside, they do go back hundreds of years. My one certainly does.
Oh, I love that.
Well, you need to come over here and experience a proper English pub with an English Sunday roast. Oh.
They have a full menu in a pub. Like the bars don't always have a full menu. They have just like appetizers and nachos here, or I don't know, chicken wings. Do you have hot wings there?
We do, especially when we put them in the oven.
Bam, bam. You're kind of on fire today, Carl.
No.
I'm lagging so far behind.
No.
It's not even funny. So you do. And do you have nachos?
Oh, we have nachos. We have, yes, we have a certain D named brand. Very popular over here. Which, of course, we dip while we're watching soccer or football. Not getting back to last
year. Why can't you say the name? It's a D brand of nachos.
Oh, it's just Doritos. Free advertising.
Is there like some ban on that? Is you wouldn't get all mad?
Don't make him angry.
So you can get a full menu in a pub. A Sunday roast.
Yeah, absolutely lovely. Beef, lamb, chicken, with Yorkshire puddings, which is like batter, basically.
I have made Yorkshire pudding. Yeah, you make it in the oven and it puffs up, right?
That's it.
I watch Nigella. I know Yorkshire pudding. I actually use that recipe. And I could eat the whole darn thing myself.
Yes.
And I think I have.
And then you add some vegetables, some peas, some Brussels sprouts, and some potato.
So do English people not like their vegetables? You don't like your vegetables.
No, they tend to make you healthy, don't they? Who wants that?
Ew.
They're all green. Vegetables is not food, it's what food eats.
I had to think about how to answer that. I don't know if I have an answer for that. I love vegetables. I could eat just vegetables and donuts. Just give me a nice bowl of broccoli and a dozen donuts
and wait for those arteries to clog.
And wait, that's all right. I think it's counteracted by the broccoli. Something good, something bad, the yin, the yang, it's all good.
And the trip to the hospital.
And a trip to hospital, not the hospital.
The hospital.
That's it. You guys say you don't put the in front of.
I did then.
You did because you knew you were talking to me. But normally it's to hospital or to university, right?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes we forget to put the in. We are very forgetful of the. That's hard to say.
Now, and for example, King Carl, you're not going on vacation. What are you going on?
I'm going on holiday.
On holiday?
Yes.
I love holiday. It just makes it sound so fun. Like there should be presents or something.
Why do I feel suddenly like I'm in a glass cabinet and you're poking fun at me?
I'm not it. Oh, my goodness. No, girly rounders. I would never, ever poke fun, not proper football, ever. Ever. The only time you're in that glass cabinet is when I'm there with you, and that's because you and put us there.
Hidden behind the screen.
It's his cabinet of curiosities. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, you have, I noticed something recently on Twitter because I have a lot of UK Twitter folk, and you guys got a bunch of snow a while ago, and people were posting pictures of the snow. But the snow was not in their yard. It was, look at the snow in my garden.
Because we have gardens. Well, most of us have gardens. Some of us who live in flats don't have gardens. They just have, well, walls.
But a garden is what I would call a yard, right?
Yes, I think, yes.
Then, and to me, a garden is where you plant those dreaded vegetables. So we're... Where do you plant those things that you don't like to eat in the UK?
Well, some people, in farms mainly, but or the supermarket.
What do you call it in your garden? Is it a garden in your garden?
No, we they normally
it's
have.
It's like a matrix.
They have allotments. Some people have allotments as well that don't have their own gardens. And we got loads of allotments around London because there's like very limited green space. And they just all go there. Mainly it's an excuse, a place to go to get away from the wife, though.
But what do they call them, Carl? If I plant vegetables in England, where do I plant them? And I plant them in front of my home. Where do I plant them? What is that area called in which the vegetables are growing?
The vegetable garden.
Oh, so you have to add the word vegetable to it.
Oh, yes. And it changes the whole aesthetic, the whole thing.
I see where you're going with this. So it's the vegetable garden in the garden.
Yeah, it's normally down the end somewhere, hidden by the compost. Okay.
All right. The garden thing, it just threw me. Everybody was posting pictures on Twitter about snow in their garden. And I thought, oh, you guys sure are, you know, urban farming is big in the UK. And then I realized it was the yard.
There
and then
you
I
go.
Felt like the Topic candy thing.
We just get shocked when we see snow. It's like this magical thing that falls from the sky and turns everything white. And we go, what the bloody hell is that?
But you have a lot of fog. London fog.
No, come on. You've been watching too many Sherlock Holmes films with Basil Rathbone.
Oh, you have fog.
We do not have we do not have fog.
In London town, Robbie. You know that song? Why would they have written it if now you're just yanking my chain? Can I say that? Does that mean something dirty in the UK?
I am not yanking the yank, tell you.
Yanking the yank.
No.
That kind of sounds dirty. There's fog.
There is not. There is. Okay. A couple of times a year, the fog comes into London and like hangs around from half the morning. But it is not like you see on the old movies where it's like pea soup.
You know, there's a coat company called London Fog. Now, why did they name it that if there's not really fog? They didn't name it London, we only have fog a couple times a year, coat company.
But they'd have to be bloody big coats to put that onto the label.
Well, it's for the big and tall store. So, I don't believe that there's not fog.
There's not fog.
They wrote a song about it, Carl.
They wrote a song about life on Mars, but there's nothing there either.
Are you really, for really, there's no fog in London?
There's very, very little fog. Occasionally during spring or autumn, we'll get a little bit of fog every now and again. Rain, however, all the bleeding time.
Well,
even though we've got a hosepipe ban at the moment, it's still, for the last 3 days, it's been raining nonstop.
I'm so upset over the whole fog thing. I wanted to walk through London in like a London fog trench coat. And then have it so thick I had to cut it with a knife. You know, that kind of like, King Carl, where are you, King Carl? That kind of fog. I can't see you and you're like, you know, four feet away from me. That's the kind of fog I want. But you're telling me that is not going to happen.
That is not going to happen, I'm afraid.
Ugh.
Maybe one day a year that might happen. But no, you're not going to experience that.
Let's just offset that great review feeling.
Sorry.
I was feeling, it's all right. I'll get over it. I want to find out who wrote that song, which I will be Googling as soon as I'm done. I mean, that's not good. And all the shows that you see, Jack the Ripper, can you go on a Jack the Ripper tour?
There are a few Jack the Ripper tours. You can walk around and see exactly where he used to stalk, although you can't see precisely where he used to stalk because a lot of those places have been ripped down. But yeah, you can go on a lovely macabre tour if you so wish.
That is great. Is it like can you do like a ghost tour? Do you guys do ghost tours?
There's loads of ghost tours. My mate owns a haunted hotel in
Ironbridge. Oh my gosh.
The Tontine. Totally haunted. What, room 5, I think it is. Alex, we went up there once before. Alex stayed in room 5. Not a bloody thing happened to him. But everyone else that stays in there, he is banging and lights come on and go off again and shades walk across the room and ooh.
My hand to God, I want to stay there. When I come, I'm staying there and I'm staying in room 5. And I don't care what I have to do because I want to see a ghost. And if there's one place in the world that's filled with them, it has to be England. All of the UK is haunted. All of it. It has to be.
Well, it has been around a jolly long time.
Well, but, you know, as people point out to me all the time, hasn't every place been around a jolly long time? But, you know, really inhabited. I wonder why ghosts are always looking, they're wearing old clothes. You ever wonder that? Why, like right now I'm in a t-shirt, a bright yellow t-shirt. Why aren't they like in t-shirt and a pair of cutoffs and flip-flops?
Because we haven't reached that stage yet. Can you imagine? I think if you turn into a ghost, if you do in fact turn into a ghost when you pass on, it is the most biggest anticlimax ever.
You think?
Oh, great. Oh, look, I'm a ghost. I can go, ooh. I can walk through a wall. And then you have to do that forever. And then you keep getting people come in and annoy you or say, oh, look, we better call Ghostbusters.
But do you think like with ghosts, the reason you don't see ghosts in old clothes is because you have to go through like this initiation period. So probably 100 years from now, you'll see someone walk around in a tank top and flip flops. Because now you're just seeing the old ghosts. I don't know. I know we're way off topic right now.
Actually, it could be reverse. You could have old people in the olden days walking around in big garments and stuff, and they occasionally see guys in T-shirts walk by.
Oh, it's like a big rip in the, yeah, in the time-space continuum.
Very Doctor Who-ish.
Oh, that's kind of like Back to the Future. I never thought about that. That's a whole other show. I could talk about that for hours. But when I come, I'm going to, what is the name of your, let's plug your friend's hotel. What's the name of
it? It's the Tontine in Ironbury. Tontine.
What does Tontine mean?
I have no clue.
It's like Fontine from Les Miserables. Tontine. I'm taunting you. Oh, it's so ghostly. Oh, that's so perfect. Oh my gosh.
The only spirits I want to see in there are the ones behind the bar, I tell you.
That was my really bad rim shot sound effect. Okay, so I have a question.
Go on in.
When I come to visit, I shall not be riding on the right side of the road. I shall be driving on the left side of the road. Why?
Well, it's simple, really, because the right side of the road is the wrong side of the road, and the right side of the road is actually the left side of the road, because you drive on the left, which is obviously right, and you drive on the right, which is obviously wrong. So if you drive on the left to make it right, that would be perfectly right.
Yeah, I hope that wasn't. Up with that?
So I hope that was perfectly clear.
You know, even if I was running at 100%, banging on all cylinders, that would not have been clear to me today. Okay. Did you ever see National Lampoon's European Vacation with Chevy Chase?
Yes, I have. I have seen. I watched that the other day, strangely enough.
And when they get in a roundabout. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. It's my favorite part. And I just know that when I come out and rent a car, that's going to be me.
Well,
what
I know.
Did you today, Missy? I was on a roundabout for 4 hours.
And I know exactly where that roundabout is as well. I can show you that roundabout and we can relive.
We can recreate it and make a video. Oh, yes. Perfect. It's a deal. I'm excited now. Okay. Excellent. Speaking of cars, do you guys have big cars or little cars?
All our cars are little now. They're all teeny weeny cars. I struggle to get in most of them, being 6'7".
That's so tall.
I know. I get in a Mini though, but I just look ridiculous.
It becomes like a clown car.
It's when I can step out in here.
You're wearing it. Put your head through the sunroof. Do you have sunroofs? Because you don't have a whole lot of sun, do you?
No, but when we do get it like 4 times a year, we do like to enjoy it.
You have sun more than you have fog.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So it should be called London Sun.
It should be London Rain. Mm. London Rain Coat Company. So you have little cars. We have big cars. I don't personally have a big car. I used to have a big car. But I don't now. I drive a Jeep.
That's not big.
That's is big. It big compared
yes.
to?
Oh, that's an SUV.
Wow. What? Why? Why not? Is it just because there's so many people and parking's horrendous, and or is it? Why is it? Do you think the car size is so different?
We have little roads, and it's fuel. Fuel is so expensive over here. Little roads. Little wee roads.
And so fuel is expensive.
Yes. So, for example, I know you guys are moaning about fuel over in your country at the moment.
I always moan about fuel.
If you had to pay £1.40 a litre, which is what we're here at the moment, which is £5.30 a gallon, which equates to $8.50.
Jiminy Christmas for a gallon of gas?
Yeah. So we tend not to buy big cars over here.
Is it always expensive like that?
Yeah. They just keep plugging in. They just keep adding pennies every now and again. I remember when it used to be like 35p or something. It used to be like 99p for a gallon, I think it was, when I was younger.
And what is 99p?
Well, one less than a pound.
Okay, so almost a dollar or more than a dollar.
Yes.
I don't know the rate. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I'm bad at math. So you remember when it was a lot less.
Yes, but I guess because we're using it up, it's getting less and less out there.
I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, King Carl. I don't know. I have my own gas theories, which is a totally other show. But it is quite a bit more than it is here. And why do you think it's more there because you afford it all.
Well, yeah, and the government taxes as well with it. It gets a tax on it as well, so it's loads
of... here too.
Oh, yeah, but we got lots of tax. It's lovely. Because we have to pay for so much, you see. That's all. We're a small country, but we got lots in it.
Well, but it's worth it because you have pubs, you have hotels that are haunted named Tontine. You have fish and chips.
Oh, yes.
You have the good chocolate.
We have curry.
So those things cost, Carl. I'm sorry. If you're going to be like that, you have proper football. These things cost.
Thank you. I'm going to record that. I'm going to have that as my ringtone.
I had my fingers crossed, but you just couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, so the left side of the road, it's just a thing. It's just what is done.
So the one thing that does annoy me is your American cars have got such cool names compared to our ones. For example, you've got things like Dodge Charger, Dodge Viper, Chevys, and we got things like the Morris Bloody Minor.
Is the word bloody in there?
No, I have to add that. Morris Minor, the Mini.
That sounds like a constellation. Yeah, the Morris Minor is right next to the, you know, Orion's Belt.
We haven't got a car called that, thank God. And even
a Minor tells you it's going to be small.
Yeah, it is. And even our cool cars, like the Aston Martin. It sounds like an insurance salesman. Hi, my name's Aston Martin. I'd like to show you some insurance.
You do not think of an Aston Martin and not think of James Bond, which is probably one of the coolest things that has ever, ever, ever come out.
Yes.
Do you like him there? Are you guys James Bond people? Whatever. Yeah?
No, we like our James Bond. He's one of our best exports.
Okay, here's a question. This could our mateship.
Uh oh.
It could be hanging on this.
You're gonna ask me what one, aren't you?
I am.
Ah, this ain't fair. Okay,
you have so many to pick from, King Carl.
There's only two. There's only two choices for me personally. The first one has got to be Sean Connery.
Okay. Bing bing bing. We have a winner on that one.
And the second one is, I gotta say, Daniel Craig.
Bing bing bing. Okay, we can still be friends.
Hey.
And you know, when Daniel Craig became James Bond, I thought there is no way in bloody hell, except I never used that term then because I didn't know you guys. But I'm using it now to tell the story that I was going to like him. I'm like, oh gosh, no, he's so not a Bond. But he's very cool. And he's kind of the epitome of coolness. Except Sean Connery's Scottish.
Yes.
So that's a mark in the pro column for me, let me tell you.
Can you do a Sean Connery accent?
I can't.
I thought he was going to say can then.
I can't.
I can't do it either.
I can't do it. I don't know. I would sound just...
Well,
first of all, I sound kind of dumb doing Sean Connery, but...
That'd be a Missy Shawnee.
A Missy Shawnee. But he's not doing well, is he? I heard that he's not well, health-wise.
Oh, dear.
I know. I don't want to think about that. That makes me sad. I just want to think of him, you know, from Russia with Love and Diamonds Are Forever, and I just want to be happy.
See, Bond is a British film. Well, sort of a British film. But one thing I have noticed is when you guys come over here to film London...
Yes?
There are certain requirements to prove that it's London that I've noticed you put in your films. And that is
Are you pulling my leg? Is this like the London Fog thing, or is this for Jews?
Yeah, every film that you guys set in London, for example, or England for that matter, it doesn't seem to matter. You have to show a red bus, a red telephone box, and a black taxi. They have to be in every shot, just so we know we're in London. Oh, and the Big Ben as well, occasionally.
Oh, Big Ben! Look, kids, Parliament, Big Ben. Do you ever watch Arrested Development? Have you ever seen that show?
I've seen the first few episodes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to have to just, when we're done, Netflix this like crazy. The last season, they have a place where they go to called Wee Britain. And everything's on Greenwich Mean Time. And in Wee Britain, they have tourist food, which is American food. But they do a thing at the same time every day, and it's called the Poppins. And this puppet will fall down and smack tourists in the street. And but it's the same thing. It's all that kind of cliched Great Britain stuff. I've never noticed that about the movies, though. I'm going to have to look at that.
You watch every single American film you see set in London, they're going to show all those things. And they're going to make it obvious that they're showing them as well. It's not...
Was The Bourne Identity in London? Did they film in London? They did, didn't they?
They did. They did one of them. It was all around Waterloo Station. And I used to work on the bits that they were filming. I used to go, yeah, I know that place. That doesn't lead to there.
I know. Don't you do that all the time? Oh, liars. Movie magic. I need to watch Bourne Identity now. I'm going to look for those three things. A black taxi cab, a red bus, and a, what was the third?
Red telephone box.
A red telephone box. Do you still have telephone boxes?
We do, but not so many big blue ones now.
You know what I saw that you guys have? And I saw this on a website and I thought, this can't be right. They're like pay toilets. And they're sitting in busy urban areas, and you put money in, and if you have to go potty, you just run in there and go and use them, and then you leave. But it's a pay potty, but it's right there, like on the street. It's like a potty on the street. It's a street potty.
And you know,
is that true?
That's true. And you know the worst thing about those?
You see, I can imagine a bunch of worse things.
They've got automated doors, so if you sit in there for too long, the door opens.
No way.
Yeah, you got it's like 15 minutes or something.
Well, that's one sure. It's like the World Series, right? It's one sure way to get you out of the bathroom.
Well, you're so hurry.
You're sure there are no lines at these. What do you call them? Do they have an official name?
Public toilets.
And they do mean public.
if that door opens, it's more public than ever.
So, wow. How much are they to use?
I don't know. I've never used one. I've looked at it and I thought, there's no way I'm even risking it.
You need to do that for the next show, Carl. You need to go use, even if you don't use it, just do it. I'd be one of those people that would just be sitting in there fully clothed with my iPhone on video, just waiting for the door to open to see the shocked expressions on the people outside. I would do that. I might do that for
a... That'd be a unique Missy moment, that would.
That'd be a nice tech show right there.
There you go.
How did those public toilets work? Here, let me show you. Oh my goodness. Okay, so that is true. Wow. Yes. Okay, now I've got one. This is a big one. A big one. In the States, of course, our show, The Office, is based off of your show, The Original Office. And huge, huge hit, I know, both offices. But in our office, the main character always says, "That's what she said. That's what she said." We say "that's what she said" in our house all the time. But that's in the States. What do you say, King Carl, in Great Britain? You don't say "that's what she said."
Not so much. I think we probably, the equivalent would be, said the actress to the bishop.
I love that. I don't even know what it means. What does it mean? Do you know? Said the actress to the bishop.
Well, it's normally followed by something quite rude. It's preceded by something quite rude. And you say,
right.
said the actress to the bishop, meaning like there, you know, dodgy relationship going on there.
Oh, so it's something very improper.
Yes. Yes.
I'm no longer saying "that's what she said." We try to outdo ourselves in our house with "that's what she said" jokes. But now it's going to be, is it said the actress to the bishop?
Said the actress to the bishop, or the bishop to the actress. Depends on where you are.
Oh, I like the actress to the bishop because it's saucier.
I want to know what happened in your house last week after you finished and you went around swearing.
Oh, fanny, fanny, fanny. I did that constantly. But again, nobody thinks it's bad. I went out with friends and fanny, fanny, fannied myself up. And in restaurants, out in public, nobody knows. They're just thinking she's talking about her bum. Which wouldn't be uncommon for me. No, I really don't talk about my bum. But it meant, it didn't mean anything. I even did the banker with a W.
not a blinked eyelid, nothing.
People were like, "Oh, we heard that on Friends." No, they didn't. But yeah, it means, it really doesn't mean, really doesn't mean anything over here. So it's fun. I get to say it. I even tweeted it. It's good.
You tweeted it.
I tweeted it. I think I tweeted Fanny, Fanny, Fanny.
Oh, dear.
Did I? I know. It's all good. Nobody knows.
I've not corrupted you too much.
It's all right. It's okay. It's only corruption if I'm there.
And it was a very short journey. It was a very short journey as well.
Said the actress to the bishop. Yeah, that's right. I just went there. I just went there.
That's what she said.
Oh, see, that's good. You need to start doing it. Do you say that?
No.
Oh, you never say that.
Not me.
You guys aren't in the pubs trying to outdo each other with.
Just outdrink each other.
Well, that's, you know, you have your priorities straight.
Well, not after about 6 pints. I've got nothing straight, I tell you.
6 pints. Holy moly. Did your dad get to listen to last week's show?
Well, we must have, because I haven't heard from him since.
Oh. Well, that's a good thing then.
Well, yes. I was waiting for another review this week. I didn't get it.
Oh, Jerry, you need to give us a review, please. And any of you listening, if you have, we love reviews. If you would go to iTunes and find A World Apart and give us some nice stars and maybe some kind words, because we'll read them. We actually will read them. And if you don't like the show, we're totally okay if you lie. And you do. I know I'm okay with it. So I'm speaking for both of us. I don't know if Carl is.
Oh, no, lying's good. I don't mind lying.
It's all good. It's all good. So that would be lovely if you do that. Since we made the switch over, we need as many fun reviews and as many stars as we can get.
For our brand new show.
Our brand new show. Which goodness.
We've made 3 episodes. I thought we wouldn't get past one.
I know. And look at us. We're on fire.
Fire.
The Apart is on fire. But you know what? We could never do Worlds Apart without those great folks over at UK2.net. Am I right? Am I right?
Absolutely. They supply all our bandwidth that allows us to come to you.
Hey, that sounds familiar.
No, where would I got that from?
I've no idea. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. They're wonderful folks.
They are wonderful. They keep us, like I say, they keep us on the air. And if they vanished, if they took away their support, we'd vanish overnight. If you'd like to show your appreciation by supporting them, we'd be much appreciated. If you just scroll down on our website, our main website, and go to their, follow their link, and any service you buy from them, if you use the offer code BAGELTECH, you'll get 15% off. And if you use Bagel DNS, they'll waive any DNS management charges. Yes, very nice. Wow. You can port your old domain over to UK2.net and let them take care of it.
That's amazing.
They're wonderful people. And they're in London, and it's never foggy.
And it's never foggy. Oh, they're so sweet. UK2.net, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A million times, thank you. You guys really are amazing. That's what she said. I don't know. That didn't work. I tried to make it work. It didn't work. Sorry. It's this vodka that I'm really anxious to get back to,
sucking actually. Down.
It's sucking down some brain cells right now. Some people really thrive on it. You know, Carl, I see you and knocking them back, and Miss Beautiful Sarah drinking from her beautiful wine, crystal wine glass during the big show. And I'm here with this homemade ceramic thing filled with a little bit of vodka. Neat. But I hope I didn't embarrass you too much on this show.
You never embarrass me, Missy.
Thank you, King Carl. All right, guys. Thanks so much for joining us this week. As always, we wouldn't be here without you, and it's a real treat.
Absolutely. So that's the show. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe, everyone out there, and we'll see you again next week.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.